goes through the crucible unscathed. We passed victorious, our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Oh, hail Biafra.
Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live AM transmission on this very day, the 27th day of October in the year of our Lord, 2014, with the time now standing at 7:03 a.m. in the morning here. 8:03 a.m. in my beloved, sceptred, holy land of Biafra, for which we are fighting for her freedom. The same number of minutes past the top of the hour, irrespective of where you are on the face of this very planet we call Earth. We welcome you, and as we do so, as always, it is your responsibility and your duty to inform those around you, to tell them that Radio Biafra live transmission is on. Sometimes I know we play repeat of our programs in the past, but the only way you can tell that you are listening to a live broadcast is by corresponding the time we tell you with what the time says where you are. Right now, as I said previously, the time now is approximately 7:04 a.m. here, because the clock went back yesterday. We are no longer in sync with the time in Biafra land over here. They play with nature. It is called daylight saving. That is the reason why they move the clock backwards, and they move it forwards come the summer as well. They keep playing with God. They keep playing with nature. After all, they created the Zoological Republic. Therefore, they think that they are God, but we know they are not, because the only God that we know, the one true living God, is Chukwu Abiama. It is to him and unto him alone that we give every praise, every honor, every adoration, all that we were in the past, everything that we are today and going forward, everything we are likely to become. We offer it in absolute submission without any reservation to the will of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, for his preservation, for his upkeep, that in the end, every honor and every glory will belong to his name and his name alone. As he commanded us in Exodus chapter 20, that we shall worship only him and nothing else, he went forward to try to predict the heart of man by saying, "For I am a jealous God." Upon this very platform, do we do justice to that very edict? Because here we believe without any shred of reservation that the only entity worthy of worship, the only, no, it's not a being, the only name worthy of praise is that of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. We are on satellite because we are a satellite broadcaster. And because satellite broadcast is not free, we have to pay for it. We are also online because it is not free. We also pay for it. Therefore, if you go to your satellite this morning, if you go to www.radiobiafra.co, we are there. If you go to www.biafrarestoration.com, we are there. If you go to biafravoice.com, we are there. If you go to TuneIn, TuneIn is one of the best ways of getting Radio Biafra. Go to tunein.com, search for Radio Biafra, and then pin it on the front screen of any of your smart devices that you're using. Radio Biafra can also be received via ipob.org, ipob.org, or peopleofbiafra.org. Also, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We are everywhere, essentially. If you are lost, try and Google it. Once you put in Radio Biafra in your search engine, lo and behold, you will have various means and ways through which you can participate and partake in our morning offering. This is our morning service, because here is not just broadcasting. Here we preach the gospel of the restoration, the redemption, the emancipation, the extrication of the children of God from the damnable clutches, from the cloud of darkness, from the iniquitous existence within the contraptible nonsense that was built by Frederick Lugard. And that place is called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. That is why we are here, and that is why we offer a service in the morning and also in the evening. And that is why we are here to continue this very ceaseless propagation of the will of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, that his children may be free. We have come to fulfill a biblical prophecy. We are here to ensure that Biafra comes or everything dies in its place. Everything will perish. We are not joking. We are very, very serious. All of you serving in the army of the zoo, all of you serving in the police in the zoo, very soon you will receive your orders as well as to what to do. But for the rest of the people, if they wish to be free, if they wish to take advantage of what we are doing, all you need to do is to turn your gun against your officer or against anybody who is superior to you and shoot them dead. All the politicians will need to die, all of them, bar none. That is how you have a revolution. For America to be the way it is, they kicked out the British, essentially. Even for Britain to be the way it is, they had to kick out their monarchy as well for some time. France, the same thing in Russia, everywhere all around the world, in China, people had to rebel in one form or the other in order for them to have the freedom they enjoy today and the high living standards and advancement, both in terms of human development and technology as well. And for us to be able to accomplish the same fate, it is therefore incumbent upon us to tread the same path that others before us have managed to go through. The best thing for us to do is to institute a revolution. Radio Biafra is about a revolution. We want to turn the existing order upside down, because it is replete with criminality. It is full of people who cannot understand, articulate, who cannot in any way, shape or form introduce policies to better the lives of those of them whom they are trampling upon. That is why here on Radio Biafra, our preaching is very, very simple. We want Biafra to come, not by peaceful means, no. We want Biafra to come by fire and brimstone. We want Biafra to come via a revolution. We don't want the same rubbish that obtained in other African countries when they drank their way through to their independence. And today, they have become drunken with stupidity, with corruption, with ineptitude. They have become drunk with inaction. They have become drunk with retarded development. There is nothing they are capable of accomplishing, and we don't wish Biafra to be the same way. Therefore, wherever you are on this planet this morning, if you're waking up for the very first time to join Radio Biafra, you must please tell your friends, tell them what is happening, tell them that we are live, tell them that we are direct, tell them that we are coming to them all the way from our studios here. Also, tell them, please, not to forget to tell those around them to also join us. If you don't have a family where you are, you must start one, or you must go and join one, because we are building the largest, most credible movement of its kind anywhere in the history of humanity. We are in over 88 countries and counting. Of course, we are going to make very massive changes to those. But for now, go and join a family meeting closest to you, or you start one yourself. If there is nobody around, get hold of your wife and your children and start one in your living room immediately, because we must continue this very ceaseless propagation of this very gospel which Chukwu Abiama ordained that we must preach. I have not come on my own. Chukwu Abiama said that we must come, that we must come to preach this very gospel, that his children must be free, that they may go and worship him in truth and honesty in the same land that he gave to his ancestors. That is exactly what we are doing. Therefore, this very mission is divinely ordained. Ordained by Chukwu Abiama himself. And I must continue to welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, worldwide, the director of Radio Biafra, and by that same virtue, the commander of every army under the banner of the tricolor of the rising sun. Therefore, wherever you are, it is my unique privilege and duty to welcome you. That this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Everybody listens to her. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra, including the heads of states of the world, all the presidents, and everybody who wants to learn, because this is the finest university you can ever come across. When you come here, your knowledge base is exponentially expanded. When you come to this very place, all your understanding about life will be turned upside down, because here we inform you about civilizations that existed before European civilizations. When you come here, we make you aware of things you never knew before now. When you come to this very platform, you become a very wise person, because you can go out and defend Biafra without any help or assistance, because every ammunition, everything you need to know in order to equip you to go out to confront the enemies of God, here we give them to you free of charge. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you once again. And as usual, we run an interactive session. And that means that our telephone lines will be open after our news headlines presentation and also accompanying the summary. Should you wish to avail yourself of this very opportunity to speak on Radio Biafra and have your voice heard all over the world, that is what happens when you speak on Radio Biafra. The whole of humanity, everybody everywhere will be able to hear you, because once you are on a smartphone, once you have a decoder, if you have a tablet, if you have a laptop, if you have a mainframe computer, any device you have that is internet enabled, you must and should be able to listen to Radio Biafra. Therefore, this very broadcast today is going to every corner of this very globe. Therefore, if you call Radio Biafra from Ghana, you will be able to receive it in Georgia. People in Georgia will hear you. If you call Radio Biafra from Russia, those of them in Rwanda will be able to hear you. It doesn't matter where you are, right across this very planet Earth. Once there is electricity, once there is a portable generator, or even a very large one, it doesn't really matter. As long as you have access to satellite, as long as you have access to the internet, you are this present moment listening to Radio Biafra. We are a phenomenon. We are the most talked about topic anywhere online. Radio Biafra and the work we are doing is catching fire everywhere. People want to participate, but unless your hands are clean, you cannot come to join us, because we are incorruptible, whiter than white itself and whiter than snow. And that is why Biafra is going to come. We don't intend to retreat nor surrender, because it is said we either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is nothing in between it. Nothing whatsoever. We welcome you wherever you are. The numbers once again, please, is +44 or 0044, depending on your preference. 208-133-9976. I repeat, 0044 or +44. That is the plus sign, please. 208-133-9976. We are also on our main studio line here in London, which is +44 78 313 08 376 0044 78 313 08 376. We are also on Skype. Radio Biafra runs a lot of Skype lines, but we are only using two at the moment: Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and the figure 1 at the end. Add either or both lines to your Skype ID. We may not be able to accept your request, But all the same, if you call Radio Biafra, we will be able to receive it. And once you're through, then you know how lucky you are. Because here on this very platform, people try for months to get through. Others with very consummate ease are able to get through. But the rest, sometimes it can be near impossible to be able to accomplish that very feat because a lot of people are calling us. We have millions of listeners all over the world and everybody wants to speak on Radio Biafra and be heard. If you offer your opinion here, we will be able to accept it very graciously. And for that reason, and that reason alone, everybody wants to partake in what we are doing. We are also on Viber. We are on Tango. And this is Radio Biafra coming to you live and direct this very morning. This is not a recording because the time here now is very close to 17 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning. If you are listening at any other time, you will see that the time will be a bit different. If the time is different, you know it is not live, but now it is live because you are listening to us and we are coming to you all the way from our studios here. And please, 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 once again, we do remind you, once we take your call, endeavor to turn your system down. It is extremely important that you do so. And also, as soon as the very eminent barrister, Anthony at Law, Bresman, is able to join me, I shall bring him to you. Once the barrister is able to join me, I will bring him to you. And if he so chooses, I hasten to add, please, barrister, do come to me via plus 44078313083 76. Very, very important. Come to me via 078-313-08376. This is Radio Biafra. We shall proceed without further hesitation to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary this very morning, the morning of the 27th day of October in the year of our Lord 2014. We are reporting this morning that the zoo is at risk over falling oil price. The zoo runs what is called a rentier economy. They sell only one natural produce and then they buy everything else out of it. Because other sectors of the economy are not developed, the well-being of the criminal few in the zoo is dependent upon oil price. In fact, basically, the oil markets of the world determine how well or how poorly those of the criminals in the zoo live, essentially. And that is the charade that they present to the world, giving you the impression that everything is hunky-dory, giving the impression that everything is fine, but it's only them stealing all the money and stashing them abroad. There is something fundamentally wrong with that, and we intend to explore that very line of public conduct today on our program. The zoo is at risk over falling oil price. That is one of our headlines this morning. We are also going forward to report that Dasuki promises to protect NNPC oil pipelines. Everybody's interested in oil. It's only oil that matters. If you want to be the president of the zoo, it is because of oil. If you want to run for even councillorship, because everybody wants to get their hands on that very oil. I'm not surprised. We are black people from Africa, monkeys in essence. That is why we behave the way we do. The scramble for oil is there. No other aspect of the economy is being developed. Everything is about oil, 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 oil. And where is this coming from? From Biafra land and no other place. Chukwu Abiama is not crazy. Chukwu Abiama is God. Chukwu Abiama decided to bless Biafra land with every natural resource you can imagine. But somehow, the children of darkness, the very satanic Frederick Lugard, handed us over hook, line, and sinker to the descendants of Lucifer, the Hausa Fulani Islamic Boko Haram. And that is why they are doing all the stuff they are doing today to our people in order to ensure that their snout is in this very trough of oil that we have in Biafra land. Dasuki is a Hausa man. He is promising to protect NNPC pipeline in essence, protecting the money going to Hausa Fulani people. That's the meaning of it. We continue. Boko Haram terrorists abducts 30 boys, girls in Borno. This is like a game of, I don't know what it is. It's becoming a very pathetic and wretched joke. Today they abduct. Tomorrow they release. What nonsense news is this? What is quite painful is that, in fact, of course, I give Boko Haram some measure of credence to this. They are now so powerful that anything they say, people report it as news. Even if it's not correct, they must report it. And Jonathan keeps paying. Jonathan will continue to pay. Jonathan Wilcox. Isn't it quite ironic? The same people stealing all the oil, stashing the money abroad, even their own Alamajiri on the street. Isn't it? It's quite distressing. The Buharis of this world, the Babangidas, the Sultan of Sokotos of this world, all the MS that you have, all the Shehus that you have in the north, all the military hierarchy, top brass you have from the Muhammadan Emirates of the North, all of these people, they have stolen the big money themselves. Now, even the ordinary Alamajiri, the cattle rearer on the street, Hausa Fulani, they have discovered a way to also get oil money. They go and join Boko Haram, and then they are even getting the money direct from Abuja. So while their big men are stealing from the top, it's only this morning I thought about it. How clever Hausa Fulani people are. And the barrister will say they're not clever. They are very, very clever. Their big people are there creaming off the oil from the top. Even the little ones, they will leave their cattle, they will pick up AK-47, and Jonathan is coughing up money. Jonathan, now where go? He's giving money to Boko Haram. Very clever people. And what are we doing? We are in court, we're in the classroom, we're on top of the tree, we're sitting on the road. Sit at home, sit in the forest, sit in the market. Rubbish people with very pathetic strategy. Whereas ordinary cattle herders are holding everybody to ransom. If they say jump, people say, how high do you want us to jump? That is exactly what we need to do. We need to instill that very fear factor in the minds of people, because if we continue this way, our race will be extinct. There will be nothing like Biafra. That is why we need men and women of steel, made up of the very tough stuff, people who are unbreakable, to be able to make what we are doing work to our own advantage. We need men and women of honor, in unimpeachable integrity, for us to be able to go forward to accomplish this very unique task which we have set ourselves forward to do. This is Radio Biafra. Boko Haram terrorists abduct 30 boys and girls in Borno. That's what they're telling us. We know it is a lie, but of course, in the fullness of time, all will be revealed. The zoo itself awaits release of 200 Chibok girls. They kidnapped 20 or 40 here. They said they're going to release another 200. I don't know who they are fooling. There is nothing like Chibok girls, but somebody is orchestrating this media charade in order for the whole world to think that indeed that the Chibok girls were kidnapped, and so that Jonathan can be somehow re-elected or put back into power. This whole thing is one almighty joke. Why people continue to fall for this, I do not know. But of course, I'm not surprised. We are African people. We are black people. We don't quite reason properly the way other human beings do. There is nothing like Chibok girls. But they are using it to milk every publicity, to milk every sympathy, to milk every money they can get from the zoo. Babangida stealing the money is not enough. Everybody stealing, Dasukis of this world. All of the Hausa people, they go to the top, they award themselves contracts, they eat all the money in the zoo, the little crumbs left to pay teachers. Then Boko Haram will come and say, give us that one as well. And Jonathan will gladly give it to them. That is why teachers are not being paid. Nurses are not being paid in Biafra. And people are starving. People are very hungry. People are in a daze, staggering from one place to the other because there's nothing for them to eat. Nothing at all for them to eat, because the zoo has taken everything. And we have been joined by the barrister, and I shall go to him after the news headlines, of course, for him to introduce himself. This very manipulative, calculated mass murderer of the Biafran children, General Gowon. Is he a saint or a sinner? He is a Satan. Ekwensu Kobo. What a very wretched question to ask. Is he a saint or sinner? This man is evil, patently evil. He is in fact, only second to Adolf Hitler. People don't know this. This morning we dwell upon it. The second person to Adolf Hitler in terms of mass murder is Gowon and Awolowo. Only second to Hitler. Hitler is a pariah and Gowon is being praised, because there is a very fundamental difference, because the Israelis, the Jews that were killed by Hitler, they got together and said, to hell with everybody. We don't give a toss what you think. We are going to establish the state of Israel and we are going to pursue everybody complicit in the murder of our people, and they succeeded. How about Igbo people? Haneme business. Hanazwaya, buying and selling. They have even sold their brain that they can no longer concentrate, they can no longer focus, they can no longer do anything meaningful apart from gossip. That's all they can do. All they can do. And that is why on this platform, this radio station, we continue to remind them of their obligation, not just to the living but to the dead, which is what I profess all the time. My obligation is to the dead, not the living. You will kill all of them. They are daft, it's unimaginable. unimaginable. God one is alive today because we are pathetic and wretched. Indeed, but they make me want to vomit. They make me sick. God one is alive moving about. Let us get together and do something to stop this type of idiots from parading themselves on the streets, and they cannot do it. The same God one will call them and give them peanuts, and they just capitulate because they have no honor, no decency. Those of us who are keen to make this thing happen, they think they can stop us. They are insane. Insane, mad people. Mad people. We continue this very morning. This genocidist, go on, tells these monkeys in the zoo, because if you're a Nigerian, you're a monkey and a baboon. You can choose one, the one you want to be. You are not a human being. Every Nigerian, if you come out and say, I am a Nigerian, that means you are a wretched, pathetic animal. You don't have any brain in your skull. He is telling the monkeys in the zoo not to write off the zoo itself and to pray. This killer and mass murderer is asking for prayer. Chinekiri Elonuma. This is Radio Biafra. I must now welcome the barrister himself. Very eminent as they come. Barrister wasn't with me last night. Barrister is here this morning. Of course, barrister, the whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Please do kindly acknowledge their presence. Go ahead.
Good morning, director.
Good morning. Amami Hilonimi and Abale, barrister. You're the suspect to me. Go ahead.
Chineke. Director, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. It's, of course, our AM edition, although the time has slightly changed and some of us are waking up a little bit later than earlier. We greet you wherever you are. Director is already on the post, and many are already awake. Some are trying to get up, and some are already halfway into their respective workplaces. We welcome you. We thank you. We say good morning once again to you. Dear friends, we are here every day, twice a day, just for the restoration of Biafra, just for the reactivation of Biafra land. We can never stop. We can never cease. We will keep talking about Biafra until Biafra is restored back to its glory. We will carry on to make sure that not only Biafra, but Africa is liberated in general. We thank you. We welcome you. Director, one thing I have to say is that the Hausas are not intelligent, but they are very crafty. They are slimy. The British gave them intelligence. That's all. They are crafty. They are slimy. They are not intelligent. Good morning, Biafrans. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the barrister himself. We welcome him and also all the people who are joining us for the very first time. This is your platform, your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. I must therefore proceed to go and bring you the news in greater detail. The federal government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria yesterday raised an alarm over the decline in the global crude oil price, saying that it is already putting in place stricter measures to cushion the effect of the drop on the Nigerian economy, the zoo economy, the economy of the monkeys and the baboons, because everything is dependent upon oil sale. If they don't sell oil, they starve. That doesn't make them human beings, does it? They cannot produce, they cannot manufacture, all they do is to consume. Can you imagine what would have become of these people if there was no oil around that part of the world? Amazing stuff. The zoo has 2 to 3 months of rainy day savings to cushion it while contingencies are being put in place should world oil prices continue to fall, according to Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, the coordinating minister for economy. He told the Financial Times of London. Okonjo-Iweala disclosed that should oil price drop below $78 per barrel, the country would have to draw down on the excess crude account. She said, "Our intention is not to run in there and raid it, but even if prices continue to go down, we can survive sufficiently for 2 to 3 months." Are people listening at all? They can only survive for 2 to 3 months. After that, what happens next? That is why every Biafran should go into prayer and fasting for the continued fall of world crude prices and also for many more countries not to depend on the colony of baboons and monkeys for their oil. Very, very important, please. It is critical that you do this. Continue to pray for the oil to fall, because Biafra can only emerge when there is a very calamitous crisis in the zoo. It's either we instigate it ourselves or we pray for natural forces to bring it about. One of the two must happen. Now, the falling oil price is another means and way for us to ensure that the zoo collapses completely and totally. They only have 3 months' money left. Because these are people that said they went to Harvard, they went to this place, they went to other school, Toronto, to go and study. All they know what to do. These are people that claim they are the foremost economists and thinkers of the modern era. Of course, they are not. Biafrans are. They cannot use that money. There's something called investment. They cannot use the money they are making from the crude to invest. Saudi Arabia, they have nothing. They are as lazy. Even worse. Saudi Arabia, they are even more lazy than Hausa Fulani people. But at least Saudi Arabia had the foresight and the vision to go and invest abroad. They invested in most blue chip companies abroad using petrodollar. So that if Western economy grows, they grow. If it falls, they fall. That is how they make their money. And of course, from all the hajj going, all the people performing their pilgrimage to that very place. Today, they are standing very strong. Look at Dubai, for instance, of course. But there's one thing in common. They have one homogeneous value system, one entity, which they subscribe to. But in the zoo, half Christian, half animist, half a Muslim, all rubbish jumbled up together. Today, they only have 3 more months of money left. Once the oil prices continues to fall, they can no longer pay their workers. People will be hungry on the streets of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, and there will be a riot, and the zoo will collapse. We are praying for that. That's what we want. Let the oil price continue to go down. In Biafra land, we cannot be dependent upon oil. We don't need oil for anything at all. There is a new thing that we discovered. We are going to build our roads with vegetable oil. Not coal tar, not tar, not the bitumen that you see. We are going to build our roads with vegetable, ordinary vegetable oil. We are going to refine palm. Anyway, we're not going to tell them now because they will think they'll go and copy it. You don't need crude oil to survive. Crude oil or any other natural dependency on any natural resource, or dependence rather on any natural resource, is a recipe for disaster. Kwame Nkrumah tried it with cocoa. Kwame Nkrumah had a very beautiful agenda to develop his country. And when they were asking him, how about soil scientists, how about, he said, no, there is cocoa. He will fund education from cocoa. He will fund industrialization from cocoa. No, it is not possible. It is called a rentier economy, as developed by my good friend Goran Haydn, who's an economist. Rentier economy is where you have only one natural product and you sell it and you intend or buy everything else from it. The zoo is at risk over falling oil prices. The price of oil falls in the global markets and they go bankrupt. And we want the oil to keep falling. And also, that is the only good thing that I have ever seen Obama do, to make United States of America dependent, or not to be dependent on their own oil reserves and not to import any oil from the zoo. We want that to continue right across the world. And with it, please, the zoo is in one almighty mess. We continue. The National Security Advisor, the NSA, Colonel Sambo Dasuki, has promised to provide adequate security to protect crude oil and product pipelines across the zoo. Dasuki made the pledge during a courtesy visit on him by the group managing director of the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC, Dr. Joseph Dawaha in Abuja. Isn't it funny that there is no Biafra man, there is no ever somebody actually from where the oil is coming from that is ever the group director of NNPC, always Hausa people. When the last man left, called something Yakubu, whatever his name is, you would have thought it's an opportunity for somebody else. I mean, isn't it quite strange that the people that actually, you know, have the land where the oil is coming from, they are not allowed to be group managing director of NNPC. Does it mean there are no, you know, we don't have people who educated from Ijoland, from Ibibio, from Efik, from Iboland, as a matter of fact, or from, where else is that? I can't even remember any other place. These are the main core people that own this very oil. No. They always go and bring a Hausa person. There is no natural resource in the homes of these people. They bring them to come and manage NNPC. Therefore, ensuring that Hausa people will continue to get the oil money. Jonathan had an opportunity. People say, Jonathan is from the Southeast. Let's vote for him. What have you gotten? This is where the money is. Managing director of NNPC. They are the ones. If NNPC doesn't send money to Central Bank of the Zoo, the country collapses overnight. NNPC is where the money is. Our lines are not open yet for those of them calling us. Please, it's not open. You can hold and stay on the line or you can call back later. It's entirely up to you. One thing is very, very paramount in the case of the zoo and oil. That is where their main focus is. And we want people to understand that the oil is a curse. It makes you very, very lazy. This man is promising to secure the oil pipeline across the country. He is the national security advisor. He's not talking about containing Boko Haram. He's not trying to talk about, say, containing all the bombings and all the fake abductions going on. His interest is oil. Why? Because of his bank account. Because his children, they'll have to ride thoroughbred horses, because they have to play polo, they have to live in hotels to attend the education, and our people are talking about peanuts. Oh, they have money. There are children from Hausa land. If you want to know what money is, stop looking at Radio Biafra. If you want to know the meaning of money, there are children from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, Hausa Fulani kids. They are all over the Arab world. They are going to school from their hotel rooms, paid in advance for 5 years. That is where you should be going, rather than running around and scampering like idiots looking for where to put your filthy fingers in. Not into Radio Biafra. You must be drunk and out of your mind. Dasuki promises to protect NNPC oil pipeline. That is the only thing that matters to them. Oil. Everything else is immaterial and inconsequential. They cannot even generate electricity. Isn't that very strange? People say, that's what I wanted to ask Wole Soyinka, and I will tell him. I wanted to ask him, any day I meet him in a debate, I'm giving him heads up so he can prepare his answers very well. What do you call somebody that have oil coming from the ground where they come from? They export that very crude oil, they import the refined product, yet cannot generate electricity. Do you think they're human beings or worthy to be called human beings? I'm sure the answer is no. That is why they are monkeys and baboons. That is why any Nigerian, anybody who gets to say, I am a Nigerian, the person is a monkey, lower than a monkey. What makes a human being? Ordinary crude oil that you have natural gas. You cannot produce electricity. You have engineers. You cannot employ them. You have universities churning out brain-dead idiots as graduates. Brain-dead morons. They look like zombies. They cannot do anything. And yet you claim somehow you're a human being. No, you are not. You are monkeys. Black Africans make me very, very sick. I don't know, there is a part of our brain that isn't quite developed properly. I don't know. There is something wrong with our brain. There is a part of the black man's brain that isn't quite properly developed. That is why we are incapable of mastering our environment and incapable of delivering any meaningful development that can absorb all the potential and creativity locked in within the populace. You can't do that, can you? Because you're backwards. We continue. Boko Haram terrorists, they say they have kidnapped boys and girls now. They are mixing it up. Before they kidnap only girls, now they are mixing it up with the boys. Who knows? About 30 youths, some of them girls aged 11. We are over the weekend. They are going down. Maybe they will start kidnapping at the age of 9, which is when they get married, isn't it? That's when they marry. A 69-year-old man can marry a 9-year-old. I have never seen a more sicker religion. Sick to the core. Very, very, it is sickening. Sickening to the core. You are abducting 11 people without, I won't call it, of course, there. Imagine when somebody is following something as uncultured and uncivilized. And then you add black man's mentality on top of it. You know, virulent extremist Islam is bad already. Imagine when you add the brain of a black African on top of it. That's disaster now. The religion is awful already. Then you add the brain of a black man on top of it. It's over now. It's over. That's what we're witnessing. About 30 youths, some of them as young as 11, were over the weekend abducted in Borno State by suspected Boko Haram members. This is even as Cameroon said yesterday that its soldiers killed 39 members of the sect in a fierce battle on Friday. Then how many people from Cameroon died? It's only Boko Haram that you kill. So the guns Boko Haram are carrying, they're not firing as well. These people, they remind me of what United States and Britain did in Afghanistan in order to try to manage. That is where you know that media is quite funny and very, very powerful. You know, the USA and Britain, they wanted to manage the expectations of the people in Afghanistan. So they never, ever reported the number of their own soldiers being killed. They never, ever reported the number of Afghanistani or Afghans being killed. Never. They would just say, oh, there was a firefight in Helmand. There were casualties on both sides. The only thing is that you go to RAF Lineham and you see bodies coming back. Or you go to RAF Northolt, you see bodies being flown back from that theater. You see them flying all these bodies back. Afghans are burying their own dead. But they will never ever tell you the number of people that have been killed. So because of that, you would think that there is a war going on, but nobody is dying. The same thing is now happening in the zoo as well. Cameroon will say, oh, we killed 40 Boko Haram. Or the Nigerian army will say, the zoo army will say, oh, we killed 100 Boko Haram. But where is your own casualty figures? They will not tell you, to give you the impression that they're on top of it. We know all these tricks, and Radio Biafra is here to expose all of them. We continue. The insurgents were said to have abducted the little children at Marafa village, 50 kilometers east of Maiduguri, the state capital. A local village chief, Alhaji Shetima Mainas, said the insurgents grabbed young people, boys and girls from our region. They took all the boys aged 13 and over and all the girls aged 11 and more. According to our information, 30 young people were abducted in the last 2 days alone. That is what their religion tells them. You can marry somebody as young as 9. So they are looking for little girls. That is what they do. These people are evil and they want us to be in the same country with them. The most annoying thing about it is that these people were sponsored by their own politicians. The same people telling you about One Nigeria, they are the ones funding Boko Haram. But of course now Boko Haram gets their money direct from Jonathan. Boko Haram now gets their money direct from the very imbecilic, idiotic president of the zoo, Jonathan. The mayhem continues. And please, they shouldn't stop. They should continue what they're doing. They shouldn't stop. The zoo awaits release of 200 Chibok girls. This is rubbish. This is the same managed news again. They tell you one thing when another thing is happening. What they want to do is that Jonathan is now a bit more media savvy. Because people have maintained that Chibok girls were kidnapped. And the whole, I wouldn't say the whole world, some parts of the Western media believe it. Or wanted to publish it. Maybe they're in concert with Hausa Fulani people. Who knows? Jonathan is now going to turn the same thing to his own advantage. And rightfully so. Now, Jonathan is going to plan with a few people to say they have released the girls. Now, it's up to Boko Haram to come up and say, after all, nobody was kidnapped. Very, very clever. I love that. But when this thing happens, you will know you heard it first on Radio Biafra because no girls are missing. That is number one. They have now come back to the figure of 200. They have now agreed it is only 200. Yes? So you are attacking Boko Haram with helicopter gunships. You are attacking them with drones and all the rest of it. You have not seen where these girls are in an arid area. Arid. There is no vegetation.
And these girls are still 200 intact, moving them from one place to the other. There is no disease, there is no illness, nothing. They are all very strong. They think they are talking to idiots. Now, let me tell you what is going to happen. Jonathan will come and say, we have found the girls. But there are no girls missing. And then it is now up to Boko Haram to say, sorry, world, we've been deceiving all of you. We didn't release anybody to them. Very clever. If I'm there, that is exactly what I would have done as well. That's what Jonathan is going to do. They're still going to release them. We are not interested in that type of news because it's not news at all. We are continuing on this very man, the mass murderer, the killer of our children. His name is Yakubu Gowon. He's a Christian. The Christian Yakubu Gowon. He attends Anglican Church. The same church as the British people that killed us. The same church, incidentally, where regretfully I was born into and baptized in. I am very, very upset about this. This man attends Anglican Church. His name is Yakubu Gowon. He was trained by the British. His hatred for us was given to pass down to him by the same British people. He came and he killed our children. And I will go on to read this very briefly. Whenever we interrogate the roles a man like General Yakubu Gowon played in the history of the zoo, it is time to be reminded how we made our diversity to work against us rather than for us. Gowon is one of those giants of Nigeria's history about whom you cannot discuss without reopening the unhealed sores of our past. He is a giant. He is a giant, a killer, and a mass murderer is a giant in Africa, in the zoo to be precise. In every other part of the world, starting from Pol Pot, starting from the killing fields of Cambodia to the jungles of the Americas, everywhere you have had mass murderers, they've been brought under trial. The only mass murderer still walking about with the help of the British is Yakubu Gowon. And some people, this is why, they say sometimes they accuse us of being arrogant or the way we dismiss African people. But I have been saying it time and time again that any time we are saying something and pointing in one direction, invariably, at the end of the day, you will see what will come out of it. There is something wrong with the mind and the brain of an average African so-called intellectual. Somebody is a brazen killer, is a killer. The records are there to show what this man did. And a human being is writing an article and calling somebody who is a mass murderer a giant. Even Tony Blair didn't do anything wrong. He went to war against Saddam Hussein, lying to his people about the presence or the prevalence of weapons of mass destruction. Today, he is a pariah. Israeli generals go to war to defend their country, and occults all over Europe are issuing summons to arrest them. Some Israeli generals cannot travel abroad. If they travel abroad, they will be arrested. But you have somebody that systematically sat down and planned the elimination of a race. He has private jets and he can travel visa-free. In fact, he's a British citizen. He travels with British passport. Yakubu Gowon, a mass murderer and a killer, protected by the British. This man is alive and moving up and down. And a human being is writing and telling us he's a giant. Only in Africa. Do you see what is wrong with the brain of a black person? People wonder why everywhere you go in the world, black people come last. Everywhere you go, they're the cleaners, they're the care workers, everything, they're the last, the bottom of the pile. I mean a majority of them, not one or two, before you tell me, oh, I'm working for Goldman Sachs. How many of you are? It's only you. So you just shut up. We are talking about the majority of the people. Majority of the people. What are they? Some of them are now on the way to Arab countries of North Africa through the desert. Some of them have probably drowned before this morning aboard a rickety, inflatable or inflammable boat in the middle of the Mediterranean. That is your lot because you are wicked. The black mind is very, very wicked. As dark as hell. The wickedness is unimaginable. you cannot begin to quantify it. That is why somebody who claims they went to school, who claimed they went to school, rather, my grammar has to be correct. I am an educated man. Some idiot who claimed that they went to school will sit down and say that Gowon is a giant of the zoo called Nigeria. He's a giant because he killed 1 million Biafran children. He's a giant because he starved generations to death. This is the man who is responsible for the scavenging nature, or for the scavenging nature of an average Igbo man. This is the man responsible for it. That is why when Igbo people, they hear about money, they start shaking. Because most of them suffered hunger. They were looking for ways to feed and they couldn't. Some of them had to go in. Anything they see in the bush, they'll just take it and eat. And some died. Some went crazy over it. This is the man responsible for it. And somebody's writing that he's a giant. Oh, my dear Lord. That is why nothing good can ever come out of Africa. Nothing good. Because the people... I don't know these people. I wish they listen and change. We say what we say so that you can change. That's all. We don't hate you that much. We hate your stupidity and your evil, your uncivilized behavior. We were civilized people before you allowed the British to come in and destroy everything about us. It reminds me, when I talk about black people, most of you don't quite understand. The people that helped the British to conquer the zoo are Ghanaian men. Men from Ghana. The West Africa Frontier Force that Lugard managed to put together. Exclusively of Ghanaian men. They helped to conquer other people. Typical black people. The way they love to serve their conquerors is what bothers me. They love to serve whoever is oppressing them. The same way today that Igbo people are serving Gowon. They give him chieftaincy titles, you see. All that will change very soon. All that will change very, very soon. This is Radio Biafra. The former head of state of the zoo, this same man called Yakubu Gowon, has called on the monkeys in the zoo not to write off that very zoo that he is a part of, but to be very patriotic and to pray against the problems confronting Nigeria, he said. Speaking yesterday in just the Plateau State Capital, General Gowon also said there was no need for misunderstanding between Christians and Muslims. That is what they do. That is what they continue to do. There is no misunderstanding. That is what they always say. But there will always be misunderstanding because, let me tell you why. The seat of Christendom, if you like it or not, is the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. I repeat, all these people running around, I'm a Christian. I'm a Yeshua. Jesus Christ, as the Greeks call him or called him, is a Jewish man, is a Hebrew. Jesus Christ did not go to any church. Jesus Christ went to the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem to pray. Jesus Christ observed the Shabbat. That is not Sabbath, it's Shabbat. That's the correct pronunciation of it. On a Saturday, he prayed to Chukwu Abiyama in the Temple of Solomon when he was in Jerusalem. Now, some people came from Europe, now told you that Jesus Christ did no longer worship in a synagogue. He went some idiot said, yeah, it is true. Rubbish, nonsense, bunkum. Jesus never went to any church. He went to the temple to pray. He went to a synagogue to pray. Not in any church. That is number one. And number two, very, very critical. He observed Sabbath, the Saturday, as a holy day to be preserved for Chukwu Abiyama. And the same place where Solomon built his temple to God, that God said, David will not build it because your hands are soiled. Solomon will. Solomon built this temple there. Do you know how important that place is? The same troublemakers, and their lack of Islam, they came to that place and built their own mosque on top of Solomon's temple. That is the problem. That goes to show that, naturally speaking, Islam is a religion of trouble. They want war all the time. There are lands everywhere The Christians never built anything. The Christians never built anything on top of Solomon's temple. No, never. They respected it. But as soon as Islam came, oh my God in heaven, they should have allowed Ariel Sharon to bombard the place in 1967. They should have allowed Sharon to blow away that rubbish. Do you know that to tell you how troublesome Islam is, they came inside the compound of the Temple of Solomon to build their own mosque, telling you that they are troublesome. It is the same people that God is telling us, live together with them. You cannot live, they are troublesome people. You can't live with them. That is Radio Biafra this very morning. Our news headlines and our coming news summary. You have learned something this morning, haven't you? To tell you about the troublesome nature of Islam. They never went anywhere else to go and build their mosque. They recognized that Jerusalem is holy. They came to the same temple of Solomon. These people and their trouble. These people and their trouble. Why don't you go somewhere else? If somebody were to go to Mecca, to go to that black stone, that idol that you worship, and go and build a church, will you like it? The answer is no. Why did you then come to where people revere the Hebrew faith? Why did you come there to go and build a mosque if you're not troublesome? No, just tell me. You're the last prophet of bunkum rubbish. Rubbish, absolute rubbish. Nonsense. Nonsensical nonsense. That's what it is. The barrister has come back to me. Barrister, that's our news headlines today and news summary. What do you have to say? Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? But barrister is here with me. What is wrong? Barrister, can you hear me? No, I don't think so. This is Radio Biafra and our lines are open. Our lines are open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call this morning. We are enlightening our people, informing you, telling you what it's like, what it feels like to be part of this rather damnable contraption called the Zoological Republic, what the so-called Muslims are doing, the troublesome nature of Islam, the troublesome nature of Islam, and what we are going to do to curb it. The only way you can make sure that that nonsense doesn't continue is by supporting our efforts to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. Our lines are open. Our lines are now open. And this is Radio Biafra once again. We are on Skype. We are on Viber. We are also on Tango. And also, I hasten to add, on Rapid Response 68. For those of you that wish to have an announcement, if you have an announcement to make, if you wish to avail yourself of that very platform, please try and do so. I hope that our lines are no longer giving us problems as they did last night. And this is Radio Biafra, and our lines are now open. Our lines are open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra. On a morning, we are reporting about the evil of these people called Islam. Your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. You're the first caller today. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Turn your system down. Turn it down, first of all. Before you speak, turn your system down, please. Turn it down.
Sorry.
But we say this thing all the time.
Excellent.
Sorry, what is your name? Oh, my God, in heaven, these people. Why can't people follow simple instructions? It's very simple. Turn your system down. Hey, Chineke Kweli Hojo. The caller on Skype, can you hear me, please?
Yes, good morning, director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. At least your system is down. Go ahead, your name and where you are.
Good morning, director. This is Carlos Steven. I am calling from the zoo. I heard from Ben, the local government of Abia State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Once more, I want to thank you for the good job you are doing for the people of Biafra. I also want to encourage you, as I said yesterday, to be courageous. As God promised Joshua, the only word he told Joshua is to be courageous. And at last, Joshua conquered and triumphed. You are going to conquer and you're going to triumph.
You see?
I know that. Did you know that yesterday Buhari was saying that there is no problem in having Muslim president and a vice president.
Of course, it was important, yes.
That is the beginning of Antichrist. Director, we must be very, very fast in whatever we are doing. How can we have a Muslim president in this country, a country that has a Muslim and a Christian and a traditional worshippers, and they're telling me that he's a Muslim president, that there's no problem? So, Director, I know that before anything happens, the people of Israel is going to be free. We are the new people of Israel, and we are going to be free. No matter what they are doing, we are going to conquer. We are going to triumph. I want to say thanks to all the Biafrans once again. Director, I say, Mechukwa Biama be with you. So that at that day, all of us enjoy and glorify God for the good job and the good things he has done for the people of Biafra. Our children shall live to see, you know, the freedom that we're fighting for. And God will guide you and protect you.
He say, my dear brother, you have spoken so well, and I'm glad that you are the first caller today. I'm so grateful. The caller on the phone, have you turned the system down now?
Yeah.
Please go ahead. Yes, give us your name again and where you're calling us from.
I'm Mba Excellence. I'm calling from Thailand.
From Thailand, please go ahead. What is happening in Thailand? Are there breakfast in Thailand again? Are you sure?
Yeah, we have people.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Please go ahead.
We have people.
Listen. If we recruit from Thailand to go to war, we'll lose that war.
I'm telling you,
if we go and draw, listen, if we draw a battalion of fighters from Thailand, in fact, we won't even go to the battlefield. We will lose even before we set out.
We will not. I'm assuring you, sir. We will not.
Please go ahead. Go ahead. Isn't that what I said? I said it now. Didn't I say it now? I said it just now, and it has happened, hasn't it? That is what happens to our people. Inconsistency, which is not good at all. Not good. Not one bit. It is not good. Let's go to the line again and see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Barrister, stay where you are. The caller on the line on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please confirm your name and where you're calling us from.
Okay. This is Ozama Chukukarim from Amsterdam, Netherlands.
From Amsterdam, Netherlands. Do we still have Biafrans in Amsterdam, in Netherlands? Ozama, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Do we still have Biafrans in Amsterdam?
Yes, sir. We are trying our best, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I want to chip one thing because of our people, you know. They always on gossip on things and forget what we are doing is to rebuild our land. And I'm just trying to say something to all Biafrans worldwide that we are not going to be putting head on director. Director cannot get you Biafra. Director is only educating us to get Biafra. Biafra is in our hands, not from Nandekano. Nobody should blame you that because I have been following a lot of things are going on and they are blaming you. They cannot blame you. They have to wake up on their own, all of us, including me that's speaking now. We have to do something for ourselves, not for Nandekano, or we have to go and shoot gun or whatever. Everything is not less for you. We are the people. We are the Biafrans. We have to take the law into our hands. Not you. You also are among us. Not every time Nandekano now, because I see a lot of people saying Nandekano, because a lot of things are posting in Facebook. We try to challenge them. They will tell you, I follow you to Nandekano. I'm not a follower to Nandekano. I'm a follower to freedom of Biafra.
To freedom of Biafra, my dear brother. Educate them. Enlighten them.
You should stop saying the rubbish things.
Yes.
Online, every time.
No. Forget them, please. Forget them. We don't want to go back to anything written online. People can say whatever they want to say. It is their mouth. It is freedom of speech. You can't stop them from saying what they wish to say because they have the right to do so. What we also have the right to do is to not to engage them. We have something more important to do, and that's to go and get Biafra. I'm not interested in what idiots are saying. After all, that's why they're monkeys. Why do you think the monkey come and chop banana, jumping from tree to tree? Why do you think there are no lights in their villages? Why do you think they are so wretched and so poor? They cannot, some haven't even traveled home for the past 40 years. Because they are black people now, what do you expect? They can say anything they like. It will concern me when sensible people from developed countries of the world begin to say something bad about Biafra. Then I will understand. Not from monkeys. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. Sorry, the time I was with you,
I couldn't hear you because my phone got frozen up.
Okay, it happens all the time.
I did my best to relieve it. It was frozen up, so I have to turn everything off.
I know.
To come back to you once again. Thank you, Director. And of course, thank you for the news that you've already put before us now. Let's start from one corner. About Okonjo-Iweala and the reputation of crude oil that will go down, and after 3 months, then that will be it. You see, Director, when I was in primary school, we were told of the things we export. By this time, the houses were still with their cattle and all the rest of it. They were not presently into the government. They were still in their infancy.
Yes, with granite. You mean you've forgotten granite? Granite.
This is what I'm saying. They are back in the farm until the British told them, you have to get up and go straight to where the oil is coming from. And that was the beginning of our demise. All this did not just happen in isolation, Director. It was completely done. If I have to put it in the other language, it was well correlated, it was well planned. And I have to remind you, in one of the communiques by Lugard, he says that handing over power to the houses, they should ensure no investment is made in the zoo. Director, it was written in one of the communiques by Lugard. It was part of the agreement. While handing the powers to the northerners, the agreement is no investment should be made in that land. It was not done in isolation. It was planned. It was put in. It is the status quo that the House of Fulani Boko Haram are obeying. As a result, the patent rights, or if you like, the potency of Biafrans to invest, to initiate, to do the things that our brains come up with, was completely denied. Director, as you well know, that no matter what Biafrans do, you will not get that particular power to invest, no matter how brilliant you are, no matter how educated you are.
Of course.
We are not allowed to engineer. We are not allowed to scientify. We are not allowed to produce. Everything that we used to produce prior to the advent of the houses into our community, we are all completely stopped. Even the ones that we had already, we are closed up. So sometimes, Director, when you blame our people, I tend to hesitate, say, hang on here. It is not entirely our fault. When somebody has something in mind against you, that person is certain to completely bring you down because they have a plan against you. Very alien to you. You do not know. But this is the plan they have for you. And that is why things are going the way it is going. Director, I must tell you, if not because of the power given to us by Chukwu Abiyama, that place would have completely collapsed. Even at this point in time, all the industries that you see flourishing in the north, in Lagos, are being handled by the Biafrans through their own sweat, through their own acumen given by Chukwu Abiyama. Now, remove the Biafrans in that particular existence. You will see that not only the oil that will go in 3 months' time, but everything will come to its knees because we know how to handle an economy. And that is why when the houses elect every Tonti Kahari to the highest post, they will look for one Igbo man or woman to say, put that person in the financial aspect of life, so that because they know how to handle economy, Director, look around. If they appoint a Hausa man to be the chief or the chief this and that, they will look for one Biafra man and put in the lower cadre of that particular sector in order to police and manage the economy while making sure that the Hausas are getting all they need.
Of course. No.
See, this is a plan. Now, Director, the reality is this. Because we have been completely disarmed, our people, what do? The little jobs at the corner. Remember, how many times have we said that if you are not in work, the Anambra people will put it this way, Afro Nkeme, they mean Afro. If you are not in a productive sector, what do? You go into gossiping because you have nothing to do. So what else do? You do what you have seen. And what do you see? You go to Facebook, you see all this rubbish. You start writing instead of engaging yourself in a productive activity. If there's no productive activity, what do? You start writing rubbish. You start thinking rubbish. Director, leave the Afrans on their own and see the power of God. You will see engineering. You will see investment. You will see scientific production. Because now we have seen what to do. That is why it is very highly important that Biafrans must leave that particular contraption called zoo. The reason why many things are going the way it is because of this combination of Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Bari, and all the rest, put with Biafrans. As a result, the center can never stand still because everybody is wallowing in ignorance. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram will get oil money. They will take it straight to Dubai, where there is investment. But they will not do it in the land because this is the agreement. Lugard told them, do not invest in the zoo. That's why everybody is free to steal, fly out. Even South Africa, they will take our money and put it in South Africa. Kulokelofa will put his own in Namibia or in Zambia. So, investing in other countries, what is the problem in your own? You can see that the zoo was created to be a pariah country where any rubbish and every rubbish could be festering, stealing, corruption, killing. Nobody will ask what is going on because that particular contraption was just created for all sorts of wickedness, atrocities. Nobody will probe, nobody will invent. Look at what you were saying earlier. Even the Israelis are being, well, of course, you know, the British are involved. If it doesn't happen with them, who else can it happen with? Irrespective of the fact that the Americans are bigger than them in everything. But they are still dictating. And, Director, sometimes I will always tell you this. Our people are not entirely to blame. What is bigger than us came upon us. And not until we free ourselves from this bondagery, from all this calamitous, iniquitous wickedness on top of us. There is nothing we can do that we will survive. Impossible. Until we decide to extricate ourselves from all these wicked activities. Biafrans will not flourish. We will carry on becoming stupid. Because even the Bible says, when you argue with a fool, nobody will know the difference. Because we are put together with the fools, we become foolish in our own entity. First of all, we have to remove, you see, when you know your problem, it's like going into mathematics. You cannot solve it. Why? Because you have not discovered where the problem is coming from. Once you discover the problem, bingo, it is easy for you to solve the problem, Director. We realize where our problems are coming from. Now, what do? What we are doing is exactly what we do here on Radio Biafra. We have started to re-educate our people. We have started to create awareness. We have started telling our people that these are the problems that is placed upon you. Remove the veil, then you'll be able to see clearly. And Director, this is what we are doing. While we do that, we have to recognize that our people are suffering the same fate all of us are suffering from. It's not entirely our people's problem. Director, if you are locked up and your two hands are bound and face behind you. People are flogging you, even your necks. I saw a guy on Facebook, a Biafran. I think that must be in Malaysia. They solotaped this guy's mouth so that he won't even shout. His two hands were pounded, his legs. They are beating this guy mercilessly, director started shedding tears. You can't defend yourself. The guy could not even kick. His ribs were broken. Shoulders. Blood all over the place, director. Our people are suffering. Let's hesitate in blaming our people. Director, there is a way you blame a man. The man will say, I will either die now or I don't want to live anymore. Our people are suffering all over the world. Why? Because it started from inception. The British discovered what we have. They discovered we have our own kingdom. You know, sometimes, director, you will say our own customs are the same with the British. They copied from you, director. They came to your land and saw how you organized yourselves. They rubbished your own history. Copied a lot from you, brought it into their own country. And then recreated you. Then you think that, oh, you are copying from them. No, director. I did history in this country. I did law in this country. I read a lot here. Most of the things you see here came from you. Buffalo soldier. It was Buffalo was stolen from Africa, brought straight into America, well established. In the next 100 years, they will tell you that Buffalo came from America. Director, we've been raped from the beginning. Men, women. Not only women are raped. We are also raped. Our history has been raped, rubbished. And then Nigeria created as if we started afresh, director. You know, I believe in logical thinking. And then when I raid, I combine it with my own logistical way of doing things. Then you produce the answer. Some people will have to be reminded how to think. But some people, it is inborn in them to think, to bring things to the table and then put it into practice. Director, we've suffered a lot of savages, you know. We've suffered a lot of atrocities upon us.
Of course we have, yeah.
That is why, when you blame our people, I say, no, hang on, my director. Let's start from originality. Let's see where we went wrong. The British copied a lot of things from you, director.
They did. I'm not disputing that. But the difficulty I have is perhaps my approach to reason and common sense slightly differs from that of most other people. Now, if you have a place where people were traveling abroad before to be educated, higher institution, I mean universities, and you built one very close to your place, say for instance UNN, and you go there and you train doctors and they cannot treat people properly, you train geologists, they cannot do anything with the minerals you have in the ground, you train all these people and they cannot do anything, you have engineers who cannot engineer anything, do you think there is need for that very institution to continue?
No.
Exactly. So that's the thing. Why is it that you have engineers graduating from universities in Africa and you have natural resource like, say, natural gas and you have crude oil and all the rest of it, solar power, they cannot convert it into electricity for use by ordinary people? Of what benefit is all the universities you have? Of what use is it to people? Please,
director,
apart from reading and writing and gossiping, of course.
The answer is obvious. Because House of Fulani Boko Haram are in control of your lives being placed upon you by the British. You wait until Biafra comes back again to restore its glory. Director, within 2 years, people will say, what is going on here? You know, pregnancy, you can never cover it up. When the time comes, the baby will be born. We have suffered a lot of discrimination. We have suffered a lot of marginalization. We've suffered a lot of denials. Our people, we've got the skills. But, director, you are not allowed to show those your skills. That's why I started with the patent right is being denied. The right to instigate, the right to implement, the right to show your prowess, the power of ability to do things, to investigate, to engineer, to scientify, has been completely taken away from you, director. And there's nothing you can do until we move away from that contraption called Nigeria. It has expired, but it's still working on the important time. Your people are important. It's not because of their own power. It is out of their own makings. We cannot do anything until this particular block. It's like putting a block on somebody's head, as of bricks. Not all those rubbles are removed from you, character. Your Biafrans will never do anything. So when you blame us, remember something is on top of us. And not until we free ourselves, we will do niche, nothing. Practically emptiness. Good morning.
Good morning, barrister. Well spoken, well articulated. And I accept most of the hypotheses you put forward, but somebody needs to hurry up. We all need to hurry up to get Biafra to make sure that this same country of ours, the dwelling place of the Most High God, Jukwa Biama, is really a place fit for human habitation. The caller on Viber, you've been waiting for a very long time. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm able, director. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
It's the excellent, my excellent from Thailand.
Your line is a bit shaky. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very frankly, my able chair.
Go ahead.
You said something like Thailand people are not doing very well.
Are you doing well in Thailand? Well. They said it's because of the military coup in Thailand. Is that the case?
Correct? I told you the other day. After the overthrow, Thailand have been doing well before the overthrow of government. And them using martial law and everything, declaring that there will be no two or three gathering of people, that any people that they see that gathers more than three or two are going to jail them. So because of that, most of the people that doesn't have paper and most of the people that are making sure that we gather together, we don't gather much any longer. But we do have our own gathering somewhere in Onut, because we divided it so that we can be reaching to our people. But I believe in not this time we will bounce back, because everything is now going to its normal way now. So my able director, somebody called the other day and he said he's Jesus from Belgium.
Yes, from Belgium.
That boy, if I have atomic missile here, I would have sent it to him to go and destroy him and destroy his family. Because he's trying to undermine the Biafran people. He's trying to insult my able director. What I wrote, I wrote something like the sparkling voice of Nnamdi Kanu. Since I've been listening to news and everything, I have never heard any voice like yours. I'm not trying to praise you, but absolutely, if you see a good thing, you embrace it so that it will come to your way. So, if anybody wants to insult you, if anybody wants to say anything against my director, I will say anything that will make that person to even go fall to a shit. The people that you gave the order that they should go and verify, and he said we should not comment on that. No, we have to comment. We have to make them to feel like they are liars. They are saboteurs. They are trying to sabotage by front people. So we won't allow that. If we say we should not, how is people going to know that these people touches our tail? Okay, if they get you aside now, who is going to? Do you know how many people you have turned their life around? Do you know what it means for you to convince somebody, for you to make somebody to turn from their evil way and follow this Biafran fight? And somebody from somewhere, I don't know where he come from, because he's contributing. I don't care how much he's contributing. He tried to pull us down. I'm not going to sit down and allow that. I will say that woman is talking arrant nonsense. If she's not ready for this fight, let her go and stay in her husband's house and nurse their children. And let them even not try to step foot into Biafran land when this thing is to come to an end. Because I believe with you and the host of other Biafran people, Barrister Imam Mezu, and I know he's a peace man, but there's even in the Bible, then we went for war.
Yes.
Peace every time.
There is no peace.
They want to send us to Chile. We make them to be ashamed. It's not the same way.
I want to help you, my dear brother. The thing is that people think it is actually easy. You know, that is the thing about we black. I keep saying black people because our mentality that is to blame. I don't believe in blaming other people. I believe in blaming myself. I learned that very thing in England. Do you know that I was studying the history of the Second World War in this very country? And Hitler attacked them. The Luftwaffe attacked and bombed London and Coventry mercilessly and went back. Do you know the British people never blamed Hitler? They blamed themselves for not being prepared. They blamed their intelligence service for not picking up the signal that Hitler was about to attack them. That is what I like about people. Do you know what it does to you? When you accept responsibility for something, what it does is that it prepares you better. It equips you better. You begin to have intuition. You begin to anticipate things before they happen. That is why I never blame anybody but ourselves in our own shortcoming. But one thing is certain. When people sit about and they think that what we are doing is easy, oh, we can do it. You ask them, has anybody ever done it? Not even Ojukwu was able to broadcast to the whole world. No one has ever done it before. They think it is easy. People gave them money to try. People have been shelling out money. All the Ojos or Carlos of this world, they've been trying to stop us in what we are doing. They've been giving people money. But they don't have the discipline. They don't have the mindset. They don't have the calling. They don't have the destiny to do this very work. And they fall by the wayside. The same thing happens to any average black person when they pick up BlackBerry phone. What they want is, can you buy me the latest BlackBerry phone? Can I have Zen Nokia 1000? Can I have iPhone 6 or 7 or 8 or 9? God knows where they are now. One thing a black person never does, this is what I find astonishing. Go and find out. A black person never sits down and says, oh, can we pray for the mind that created this BlackBerry? Because this is a very complex machine. Oh, you know, all the sleepless nights they had, all the calculations they had to do, both mathematically and otherwise, all the time, they must have suffered to produce this phone. Can we please remember them? Can we pray for them? No black person ever does that. But do you know what people do? White people go to their churches, you will see it. They pray for even people that invent things, people that make things possible. They pray for them, for God to give them more wisdom, to give them more creative mind, to continue to make life far more better for people to enjoy. But in Africa, all we do is we consume. Somebody sees what we are doing and thinks, oh, it's so easy. If it is easy, how come it hasn't been done before? Other people want to join or jump on the bandwagon. They want to steal what we have done, thinking they can make good use of it. And I said to them, if not that we are on a very tight timetable, if we had all the time in the world, if not for what is happening, we will give it to one or two or three people and say, within three weeks, they will close down. They'll start begging us to come back. They'll be begging, they'll be saying, please, where are you? Come and take it over again. The thing about our people is lack of appreciation and lack of what is called magnanimity. Somebody wrote a very compelling piece online and said, Cain and Abel offered sacrifice to Chukwu Abiama. Cain's own did not go anywhere. Abel's own went straight to heaven. That is the difference. There will always be Cain in our midst. There will always be people that devil will always go into certain people. That is normal. It is in every sphere of life. Satan will always go into some people and convince them and tell them, look at Gowon. Gowon is an example. Gowon went about killing children, killing men and women. In his mind, the devil is telling him, what you're doing is right. You're trying to preserve Nigeria. Keep killing them. But everybody knows that what the man is doing is wrong. But the devil convinced Gowon that what he's doing is right. The same thing applies in every walk of life and is also applying to us now. The devil succeeded in going into some people and Satan is destroying the lives of those people, convincing them that what they're doing is right. They have the mindset of Gowon. They want to destroy something that they can is impossible, impossible, impossible to destroy. Impossible, I said. Impossibility. You cannot do it. But one thing is assured. You and your family will no longer exist.
you will be wiped clean from the face of the earth. You will know that Biafrans are very, very upset very, very soon. You will be cleaned away, completely wiped clean. So you will understand. Because there will be no mercy. None whatsoever. One thing is certain, Biafra is coming under our command. It will come. You may not like it. Go to Zamfara and stay there. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue to do our work. And by His grace and His grace alone, Biafra will come. We have a caller on Skype. We have lost them. There was a caller on Skype, but they are no longer there. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we come to you twice every blessed day, in the morning and also in the evening, only when we are traveling, please. And this broadcast is live. It's live because the time now is approximately 8:30 a.m. in the morning here, 9:30 in Biafra land. Let's go to this other line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Thailand. My name is Namdi Ogongwo. Director, I greet you for your comment this morning and your efforts. I also greet Barrister. Whenever he's speaking, he calls Jonathan, Brother Jonathan. That shows the respect we are.
Yes, of course.
I always monitor him whenever I want to mention our president in the zoo. We thank God of this thing we are announcing. Barrister, what you are saying now, the whole world have here. You ask whether we have the scale. We have the scale. We have all it takes. Yes, many of us are outside making yobbering, and some of them have been there for many years, never come back home. That is true. But I'm telling you that the people are there, have what it takes, have the zeal more than everything. I could remember when there is a Sharia, Bakasin. I know that many things happen, and when there is a Sharia, I was in Kaduna, Nigeria Defense Academy, and I fight the fight that time. I know that we have what it takes. Thank God that we have somebody like you. And we only waiting. God know that we are waiting. Yes, we are outside quite all right. But the people that is there have the what it takes. It's only hungry that cause a lot of things that's happening. Many are jobless. 24 hours. We are waiting for only one step. Thank God that we have that one voice which can coordinate everything in the whole world. World have hear our voice a lot. And always hope that we have never come up with that thing what we are waiting for, our defense fund. But God, Chukwuabiama, that we serve, will give us all it takes. Chineke nkoso ndiaga. Alpha and Omega, onye na-akpọku oku ya aza, otu onye n'ime onye dị ngọzi, must provide it all we need. We have the boys on the ground that have the overmind. I remember when Sharia, they have killed a lot of us in Kaduna. I was in Kaduna, Nigeria Defense Academy, selling something in Panteka, at back of Kaduna. Many things happen. I'm one of those that go outside, bring food, come inside the barrack and supply it. But when I come to our Biafra land, I hear what our people are performing. This Sharia happened like it's happening here. Before you know it, it's secreted everywhere. The same thing is like Biafra. Very soon the world will hear our step. And by the director, I am telling you, when the step will take over, I know you will smile, and I believe that once we have you, you will be in control, that we're telling us what to do. The ones are waiting for. Many people that fight in their inside also, they are waiting us, inside us. But that voice, that shouting always, will also indicate them wherever they are. Those bad ones, wherever, whether Jews or Karas, once the voice said, wherever, the world will take control. And the same way, we are going to pull all of them wherever they are. We know them. We are waiting for that word. Director, I believe that even, don't be confused sometimes. I know that it will give you stress. But I think towards it, they give you liver. Because we can leave something. Yes, quite all right, we can force something. But I am telling you with God and man, who I know that I serve, Chukwuabiama, that when the times come, you will say that you have people. And you really have people. matter if the baby, all those people, I think that if we can have a document, a paper, which we can circulate all the whole Biafra land, tell them what is the meaning, how the new Biafra is going to be, how the new, our dream of new Biafra, so that they will know that new Biafra is not for only Igbos. New Biafra is not made for only Igbo themselves. Instead of that, the new president of the Biafra self can start where the Igbo, the original of Biafra started, where the originated of Biafra started. But I believe we have people. Yes, we have hurt a lot. But director, I tell you, our work will never be in vain.
You see?
God will not need it to be in vain.
You see?
And Chukwuebuka will continue to bless you, my brother.
You see?
We live long.
You see? He said, thank you very, very much, my brother. Thank you for that. We are going straight over to the other line as well on Radio Biafra. I presume the caller there. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct to the whole world this very morning of the 27th of October in the year of our Lord 2014. Please, your name and where you are.
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please.
Okay, director, good morning. My name is Mr. Chikwendo Onoha, known as Chik. I'm calling from Germany, Frankfurt.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Director, because of this call, I have to stay outside from my work for almost 1 hour. To make sure, yes, to please. Make sure that my call go through, director.
It did. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Director, you know, I'm very angry. Since over 2 weeks now, the things I've been hearing from Radio Biafra, director, you know, people are using us just like we are stupid people.
Exactly.
If you watch everything that is going on in Igbo land and Biafra land, these things can never happen in Hausa land. It can never. Because these people stay to their word. Director, you said we are freedom fighters. And every time you are telling us that Biafra, we don't share blood. And because of these things, people are taking us for granted, director.
Not anymore. We have to start shedding blood now. Not anymore.
Look at from Wazirike. Wazirike did all what he did, and now Wazirike is plabbing around with Land Cruiser Jeep, having hotels here and here. Even those people that their brothers, they lost the people in their family. They cannot do nothing. Now you said that we have to go back to 6 months. Because of what some people have done to us. Director, I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Director, what will tell us that if you form any other group now, knowing full well how we Igbos are, what will tell us that these people will not compromise us in the next 5-6 months, that will make us to go another 6 months?
No, I will tell you why. Because from now onwards, everything changes. The way we recruit people is changing. Everything, all our commanders on the ground are receiving new training as we speak right now. So we have started the process of isolating those and knowing those to work with. Because the same way you feel is how I feel. It's the same way Uche Mefo feels. It's the same way that Barrister Mamezu feels. It's the same way that other people feel. So, because of that, we need to identify those people that feel exactly how we feel, willing to die for our country at 1 moment's notice. Once we are able to make sure our commanders understand that, then we go into battle. But remember that Satan is always working. And the easiest person that Satan can go into is an Igbo man. An Igbo person is the perfect receptacle for Satan. Evil spirit finds it so easy to go into an Igbo person to destroy what has been built. And because of that, we have to tread very, very carefully. The reason why we put all we are doing back is because our command and control on the ground has been compromised. A little girl from somewhere in Israel was calling somebody in America, telling them all our operational details from top to bottom. And these are the people back home at Enugu office that I gave all the details to. I sent them to places. I told them who to speak to, who not to speak to. All of those details, our operational details, is out in the open. If we do anything, we compromise the lives of those commanders, and we don't want to do that. That is exactly why we're putting it back to get everything right. We cannot march until we are prepared to do so. We can't do that.
Director, do you know that in American president, there are some things Obama will see. Even if anything happen, Obama can never say out these things openly. Because you know, whenever he says something that contrary to America, his life is at stake, director. Now, these people you are talking about now, that is what I just came from Nigeria 1 week ago, director. I met people, were laughing at us because they asked me, now, these guys that did this to us, what are we going to do then? What we tell us that, like at Abia State, Ojo Zokalo was there. He did all his mess. He get away with it. Nobody did nothing to him. What we make T.O.G. to come and do something for you when you did not do something to Ojo Zokalo? Now, T.O.G. is there. He's doing even worse than Ojo Zokalo because when Ojo Zokalo was there, you didn't do nothing. Now, next person that is coming will even do more worse to Abia State. Because you did not do nothing to Ojo Zokalo and T.O.G., what are you going to do to him? That is exactly what's happening to our struggle, director. People that knows that you bring them from nowhere to where that I can even mention their name. I don't know these people before. I live in Germany, Frankfurt. I don't know somebody like Ike Chukwu Enyeago in Malaysia.
No, I know how upset people are. But
yeah.
Listen, please. Listen very, very carefully. We want to be able to move forward to give our commanders on the ground the confidence and the hope that everything is still intact. Those of them, because you can imagine how angry they are. You can imagine how angry that commanders on the ground, people risking their lives, some of them going hungry in order to prepare for what is to come. And people are blabbing all over the place, giving away their position, telling the whole world what our plans are. You can imagine how upset they are. What I'm saying to these people is that I'm not asking people not to do anything they want to do, but I cannot control the anger of people. I can try to moderate it. I cannot control the anger of people that anybody doing whatever they're doing, you are inviting the wrath of the people and you will sink without trace. And when they commence, I will not ask them to stop. I will never ever ask people to stop. So let us not go into those too many details, so to speak, and continue and focus on our effort. The devil wants to try and stop what we are doing, and we are greater than the devil. I don't even need the mercy of God to defeat Satan.
Okay, sir. But director, what I want to tell you is that you have to know that your life is at stake here. You have, because I just came 1 week from Nigeria, director. I know that your life is at stake here because what I'm telling you is that I remember one tape I listened from my Facebook, the one that Mamezu and this lady called whatever.
My brother, I said, don't discuss that issue anymore. Talk about general issues. I don't want to go back to that same issue. It is drawing us back. I want us to move forward. Understand that, please.
That I raised my case because I know you know what you are doing. And I'm telling people here in Germany that whatever happened, that is only just like wind flowing around, that Biafra must come, whatever devil like it or not. We must have our Biafra. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Of course, Biafra is coming. Who's going to stop Biafra? No, nobody. It's the Igbo people that are concerned me, not Hausa. Hausa can be overrun in a matter of months. It's the Igbo mentality. The brain of an Igbo man is deadly. That is what is of concern to me. Let us go and take this call. The caller on the other line, all of you stay where you are, please. Don't disengage. Stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, director. Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, director. This is Chinua Samworo. I'm calling from Kuwait again.
From Kuwait. Go ahead.
Director, I just wanted to contribute something over this our struggle. I really realized that most of our people are really, you know, even those who are professors and doctors, they are really walloping in ignorance about the Biafra as a nation. And I realize that most of them are those who went on scholarship by Nigerian government. So I think the blood of Nigeria is still flowing in them because they went on scholarship. I was arguing with some of them a few days ago. I said, we didn't go on scholarship. We paid, my parents paid my fees. I struggled. I went to school and, started a business by myself, destroyed by Boko Haram in Maiduguri. Even the ones when their kidnapping was happening in Aba, there was a time they said they shot some policemen. They came and burned knock-up shops that we managed to erect. And I told them, one thing is you don't have this pain that most of us are having. That was a few years ago. I was in Nigeria. I was in Aba. I was just having my laptop. I just returned home, and some policemen stopped me at waterside and said I should provide receipt for my laptop. I was really, really upset that I didn't know. I told them, how can I provide a receipt for my laptop? And just looking at me, do I look you? So people are not really understanding this intimidation. Or if they understand, they decided to look the other way around. This issue of Biafra is not something to talk to somebody and beg somebody. Because, like they said, is it Elijah when he fought the prophets of Baal? When he defeated them, he didn't leave them to come and make mouth again. What he did was take them near the waterside and slaughtered all of them. And sometimes I tell them that this teeth you see the dog lash, the same teeth he bites with. You may be seeing somebody as a Biafran because he have not beat you or have not killed you does not mean he is not very mean. And it's not something that I can really understand why our people are just dragging something where there is nothing. This morning, I hear that Isaiah Hatu said that the world is fed up with Nigeria in the football. I said not only in football, in everything. The world is fed up. If you go to like this Gulf country, yes, our people are there. But grown-up men cannot feed themselves 5 dirham in Dubai. Grown-up men, nobody even takes you with the passport as a Nigerian. Nobody will accept you for any job. Nobody will accept you. So for us running, going anywhere is no more making sense. But for us to go back to our Biafra land, fight for it, get it, and at least we can beat our chest that we have a country. So I am just only asking Biafra all over, if you think you cannot join this struggle, after all, we are here in Kuwait. When America was fighting in Iraq, some Nigerians, Biafra people especially, they don't have papers in America. They are coming here to fight for in Iraq. Just so that if they succeed after fighting, they will get them green card. You are coming
are
to
you
fight
serious?
In America.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh
yes, Director. Many of them here, they were living in America for years. They do not have any papers. So they will authorize if you want a green card, you join the American army and you come and fight in Iraq. If you die, they will pay you only 50 in home. But if you succeed, you go and get a green card. How can people be fighting, being so stupid just to fight for a green card? Most of them are wearing big jeans, and you see them, you know they have never even seen their life. So these are the things our people are mistaking. Everybody wants to go to another man's country, and there is nothing happening there. It's better we rise up anywhere you are. Even here, I am staying 22 a.m., going to houses, convincing some people who they have papers, they have residence, but not they can give you a job here. The moment you say you're a Nigerian, you're a criminal. So I don't know how many times we will shout this thing in their ear for them to understand. And then, just to conclude this morning, Director, if they like, let them go. We have this journey, we have started it. You have waked many people up, and it is very hard to retreat. You can retreat, but there are people who will not retreat. So we may not come and talk and listen, but it's when it starts. We pray that God will give us the strength. Even somebody die in it, other people will continue. Thank you, Director. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Thank you very much and well spoken as well. We have another caller who happens to be on the phone as well. They have come through to us via +44208133 9976. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, Director, my name is Benjamin Okeke.
Yes, and where are you calling from?
My title, I'm calling from Sweden, Gothenburg.
Gothenburg, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, you are our director.
Thank you.
Yeah, Director, you know we cherish you much, and
I know you do.
Pray for you every day.
I know you do. So I know you.
You
do.
Know
go
what
ahead.
Motivated me to call this morning is that I dream a bit about you yesterday night. So, but I don't know if I can say something about that.
Yes, of course you can. It's a dream. If it's not going to offend people, then you go ahead and say it.
Okay, yeah. Maybe at the end you can pick some points from that.
Yes, go ahead.
The thing is that it happens like this, that I saw you and you are wearing clothes, and those clothes you are wearing they are dirty. Something stained it. And I call you, director. What happened to your shirts like this and your trouser? And you say, okay, no, what happened? You just look at it and say, what happened? And there are some people, those people that are with, you, that are your people, you understand? And they told you, okay, let's go to the restaurant and eat. So, and you follow them. And as you are entering that restaurant, in short, you enter that restaurant. And that restaurant, there's some music there. It's like they're doing some party like, but it was owned by Muslim. I called you, director. Don't you know that this is full, everybody here, they are Muslims. You told me, okay, no problem, that you can maneuver things. So I look at everything. I didn't like the situation on that level. So, but what happened is that I asked you, okay, let me go and wash your clothes. Okay, you wore off the shirt and gave it to me. I said, okay, I have to go and wash it. When I come back, I'll go and wash the trouser. So you remove the shirt, and I went out to go and wash it. So I'm on my way out. As I look back, I saw you, you ran. They are pursuing you. You understand? They are pursuing you. And you saw there are many. And I look at her. I say, what has happened to our director? You understand? And I look at within me, I tried to defend, but I haven't nothing. I used stone and threw them. And the stone, in short, it couldn't go much. In short, there's nothing happened to them. But in short, they strike you, they stroke you, you know. So many things happened. But what motivated me now is that at the end, they tortured you, director. I will not lie to you. And I woke up and I told my wife, sir, what happened? See what happened now. And I'm such a person that if I dream like that, I don't. But my wife told me maybe it's what is happening now, that people you know, you like very well, they wanted to hand you over. But, and I called those Biafra. I said, Biafra, where are you people? Where is Biafra? Come and help our director. I'm telling you, I saw none. So I motivated me to call again. At least you can add some prayer. Because they hurted you in that dream. They hurted you, really. They hurted you, but they did not kill you. But they tortured you somehow. But you need more prayer.
I have been tortured before by Owasrika and his men. So the dream you had, it's actually happened before. But there is a difference between then and now. The difference between then and now is that we don't have mercy anymore. There will be no mercy. People will fall. I'm going home this week. I will go home and I'll go to Enugu. Our entire operation will be reshuffled from top to bottom. Everything will be changed. It will not be as it were before. And what I'm saying now is that if people want us to get Biafra, if you want us to get Biafra, there must not be any communication with anybody at all at Enugu or elsewhere, or unless you go through me personally and privately, or else our operational details will be compromised. There is no other place I wish to fall than in my land, and I will do so making sure that many enemies are dead before then. Very, very important. When I went to Jerusalem to go and pray to Chukwu Abiyama before we commence this very journey to this very stage, I said to Chukwu Abiyama, what do you expect of me? He said, be without fear in the presence of your enemies. I am without fear before people. What you're saying has actually happened before. Exactly what you described has happened before. And today, where is Owasrike? The only reason why I left him alive is because I want vultures to eat his flesh, as I told him. It's as simple as that. And that is going to happen very, very soon. I won't touch him, but he will die and vultures will eat his flesh. Therefore, we are going home. Our enemies are waiting for us and we must meet them. Very, very important. We must meet them, that people may know that when I say something, I do it. Anybody foolish enough to join our enemies or try to give away my position or to try and make some small chicken change from the Zoo government by giving away my position, that person's heritage, you know what is inheritance, will be wiped clean from the face of the earth. We are far more suicidal now than we've ever been. There is nothing I will not do. I will travel. I will go through Murtala Mohammed Airport. I dare them to arrest me, and then the Zoo will burn. They will know how prepared we are. I have 3 plans. People know only 2. Those 2, they know they have yapped to everybody about it. They don't know the 3rd one. And that's what we're about to unleash. Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
I can hear you. You're shouting hello, hello, hello. Of course I can hear you. You're the one screaming hello, hello, hello. Say something. You are calling us from somewhere close. You try and say something. Not just hello, hello, hello. Say something. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't. This is why they never won the war the last time. They don't listen to simple instruction. Turn your system down. They cannot listen. They don't listen. That is why they lost the war. They don't follow command. They don't follow command. They are incapable of listening to simple advice. Once I pick your call, turn your system off. Why would you want to hear yourself talking on radio? Does that make any sense to anybody? No, it doesn't. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
I've called.
Yes, please. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Patrick Kejulu. I'm calling from Heidelberg, Germany.
From Heidelberg in Germany. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
I happen to be the coordinator manager on Heidelberg.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm the spokesman of Indigenous People of Biafra fundraise.
Wonderful. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Brother, welcome this morning and God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just want to use this opportunity to appeal my fellow Biafrans around the world. So you see, our movement in Germany is moving well, but we have some problem concerning the fundraise. So my appeal this morning goes in this way for my fellow dear friends, those sitting in Berlin and Frankfurt. We desperately need these 2 states in Germany here to come up. And since we have been going on this movement, Berlin have never even showed face. The coordinator there have been going from house to house to get them out. But it's difficult for Berlin. Frankfurt is dominated by the Igbo community there. The movement there is lacking back in Frankfurt. So all my fellow dear friends around the world, if you have a relative in Berlin as well as Frankfurt, if you have a brother, sister, mother, father, whoever living in Frankfurt related with you, please contact him or her and tell him to join the Biafra movement in Germany. Berlin and Frankfurt, these 2 cities, are sitting us back here in Germany as we speak. Every Biafra man in Berlin failing to turn up himself this particular time, immediately this movement goes to number 3 step. If you come out to join up in this movement, it will be double registration. There's nobody here will stop that. We want Berlin to out on this movement as well as Frankfurt. At the beginning of this movement in Frankfurt was a little bit okay, but from 15 people to 13, 13 to 7, 7 today is 3. So I don't know what's going on there. It's only the problem can be able to revise their mind for them to realize exactly our movement is caused. by ending of the month, this November, we are going in. Anybody from Berlin and Frankfurt try to join this movement, it will be a different tone entirely. This is why we give them this opportunity to come up this time and join this movement. We have nothing to fear. Biafra is coming. Any black man in that part of the world failing not to join us in this movement is up to his cause. Jonathan himself can never stop this movement because he tried it many times by using money to bribe people, but it's not, he can't do anything as we speak. Therefore, it's up to you, being a Biafran man, to come up this particular time and join us in this movement. Berlin and Frankfurt, we need them to join us in this movement. We need Berlin. There's no single one person there. And this is a very large city. Millions of Biafrans sitting in Berlin. This is why I use this appeal now to the fellow Biafrans around the world to contact your relative in Berlin and tell him or her to join this movement before it's too late. From ending from December up to 2015 December, we'll be completely a different case entirely. Neither we achieve this Biafra by this particular 12 months or there's no Biafra anymore. This is too tense. But anybody standing our way not to achieve this particular goal, this particular short time, will be crushed that person. I don't know who, even if my mother is involved into that. I must definitely make sure I wipe her out and make sure the Biafra is there.
Of course.
We have suffered enough. And enough is enough. And this is the time now we have already to bring this message to the Zulu government. Our mission is to make sure we remove, we topple this, the most corrupt government in the world, which other countries deny us even resident permit to mix in their mix because of the corrupt leaders we have. Any Biafran man failing to join us in this movement is a betrayer to us. This is my message this time. Another message will come to the secretary of our secretary here. For those states who don't want to contribute their own monthly dues, I am not willing in the position to measure their name, but I will come after them in a couple of days before this month of October run out. If you are involved into this in Germany, you know you've been a coordinator, have never paid your monthly dues October, please come up. We have no longer time. And I personally, myself, don't want any coordinator to pay this monthly dues from October to inside November. We must know exactly who is inside this shoe in October. My mission is clear, and my job is to make sure that I make it to be clear that every Biafran coordinator in Germany here must come up with his monthly dues. This is clear, and I'm doing this job, and I'm going to make it to be clear for every Biafran. We want to Berlin in this movement as well as Frankfurt. These two cities, I want them to join up here. So, Director, I thank you very much, brother. You've been a very good to us. Mechukwa Biamakito, keep on protecting you and guide the whole entire village of Vilnibeck. This is our message.
He said.
I wish you all the best. And we'll be continuing working towards with you until the last, until Biafra comes. Biafra must come, whether they like it or not.
It's coming now.
Nobody in the zoo can stop this. If your father stolen all the whole money and dump it in overseas, you think it will be like, it will never continue in this 2015.
He said.
Every Biafra man, Berlin, we want them to come out as well as Frankfurt. And I will keep on making sure all the coordinators there fulfill their own obligation. Our fundamental obligation to have this Biafra in our present, at that present is as we speak.
Of course, I agree with you totally and without any prevarication that what you have said is abundantly correct, and that is what we are going to do. We have somebody on the line, two people after them. Then we shall bring this program to an end. We are starting with the very first person, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
I can hear you very well. I'm calling from Ireland. I'm Gabriel Iboku, the National Secretary of Indigenous People of Biafra in Ireland.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The caller on the other line, stay where you are. After
I just want to share a little. I just want to share a little testimony with you this morning.
Go ahead.
I came to Norway to share this testimony, but I did not get the opportunity to do that, so I had to return to Ireland.
Yes.
I was reading in a park in the summer this year. Somebody from Sudan came.
Your brother, your line is still on. That is the problem. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
You talking to me, director?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
My name is Ike Chikumbata. I'm calling from London.
Yes.
Just want to say, you know, we, you know, indigenous people in Biafra, you know, that reside in London, I believe we should be doing better, you know, than what we are doing now. Because the way I say, if you're a pastor, you know, sat up with 10 people and emerged, you know, into thousands, I believe, like, you know, when you, you see, when you go to Biafra and come back, I think we should, you know, try to strategize that, you know, see if you could get more people, you know, in the UK. Because, you know, for you, what do you make of that?
No, we are too much already. 100 men. We are too much already. In the UK. We are too many already in the UK. What we are going to do is to build a very compact unit. We want people to accept in principle that Biafra is a very good thing, and that then they will participate when Biafra comes. Then they will go and sit outside and watch us do what we have to do. We want to prove to them that Chukwu Abiyama is God. People are about to see what is going to happen. You know, we say things and we do them, and this is not any exception. I know that Biafra is going to come. Biafra is not going to come because of the people that you see every day, because of Igbo people. Biafra will come because of the BBOs, the Efiks, the Ijaws, the Anangs, the Gbanke people. It will come because of those of them in Igala. It will come because of those of them who happen to be in Idoma. It will come because of those of them who are in Ishekiri, in Urobo, in Isoko, all those places, the good people amongst them, and for the memory of the dead. That's all. It won't come for because of an Igbo man. If he was an Igbo man, there will be no Biafra forever and ever. People who cannot speak their language, for there is no Igbo person outside who can make a sentence for 10 minutes without adding English to it, or broken English. Are they human beings? Simple. Thank you very much, my brother. We don't need crowd. We need very few dedicated people. 100 men, that's all. This is Radio Biafra. As long as the rest accept, all we need you to do is to say, okay, well, I will not sabotage Biafra. When Biafra comes, I will support it. Sit back and do nothing. Just watch and see what is going to happen. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of our program today. Wherever you are, please ensure you join us. There's somebody on Skype. They've been waiting for a very long time. I don't want to turn him down. Let me go and take his call.
Yeah.
Yes, you've been waiting for a long time. Please make it very brief. Only 2 minutes so that we can close. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Thank you. This is...
Sorry?
Was that...
No. No. From Mozambique?
Sorry.
No.
Calling from Thailand.
You're from Thailand. It's better now. Go ahead.
Yeah. As director...
No, your line is not very good, my dear brother. I would have loved to take your call from Thailand, but it's not very good. And this is Radio Biafra. We thank all of you for listening. You join us again this evening, 7 p.m. here in the United Kingdom, 8 p.m. in Biafra. And people must spread this news across the world. I don't know how many countries tamper with their time. All the admins on Facebook, and also somebody should come up with an article to please let people around the world know that it is now 7 p.m. London time, because the clock went backwards yesterday. So for some people, they may be, I don't know how many countries of the world set their clock forwards and backwards. I don't know. But we must inform people extensively. There must be a campaign. 7 p.m. UK time. 7 p.m. UK time, which is 8 p.m. in Biafra land. I know yesterday some people thought we were not going to come anymore, but we did eventually. Please, it is 7 p.m. UK time, which is 1 hour behind our time in Biafra land, which is now 8 p.m. Biafra land time. We must make sure we advertise and announce this extensively all over the world. This is Radio Biafra. Some of our coordinators, you've worked very hard to get us to where we are today. If you stop paying your monthly dues, when we restructure this very movement, you will no longer be there. We are warning you now. We have things to do. If we don't have funds to do those things on the ground, we cannot get this thing working the way we want it to. We are making it very, very clear. And if you want to know how much we get, you can announce it on air. It is not much. It is not much. We want you to understand that. Not tomorrow you start crying, oh, I was there, I did this, I did that. We are warning everybody, if you do not make your monthly contribution, you will put out to fallow with no chance of ever coming back in. We are making it very, very clear now. I will be home this week. Very, very important that we get this work done. It's either we want Biafra or we don't. If we want Biafra, let's go and get this work done once and for all. It's as simple as that. That is why to us, this Biafra remains our religion. Here is where we worship on radio Biafra, because Chukwuma Biama is God. He will guide, protect, nurture those of you who are genuine. Okwa Ndoshi, Nandiyama, Naza Biafra, Biafra men and Biafra women. Ndoshi, Nandiyama. Chukwuma Biama will only bless those that he called to do this to restore Biafra, essentially, to carry out this noble mission. The rest, Satan can do with them as he pleases. But to the right children of God, those that follow him in truth and honesty in all their undertakings, he will bless, guide, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, the same Chukwuma Biama will bless Biafra. And from me here this very morning, it is simply good morning.
We shall always reach.